Hey, babe, you got a second? We need to talk. Well, I did something bad today, and I don't know if I can fix it. I kinda, sorta, maybe gave away your chastity keys. I'm sorry, don't be mad, but I did it, and it felt right at the time. And she was super convincing and just felt like the right thing to do, but I don't know, and now I'm not sure. And I can imagine how you must be feeling about it. I just don't know. Oh, please, please, please don't be mad, okay? Well, I gave them to Noelle from work. No, not the nice woman. I'm sorry, she was really convincing, and she said it would be the best thing for all of us, you know? And she thinks you're so cute, and she made some really good points that I hadn't thought of before, so I figured, hey, okay. I didn't mean to do it, it just sort of happened, and now I don't know what to do. Are you mad? Anyway, she has him now, and I don't think she's gonna give him back. But that's not the worst part. I told her she can be your dom now. Well, I just wasn't loving what we were doing. You know, I try to be the best dom I can for you. I do love seeing you all turned on and excited, and that's great, but it's really hard for me because, well, truth be told, I'm not a dom. And she is, and she's great at it. And it made me feel like, well, maybe this is what's right. And she told me she could do a much better job of making you happy, and she's probably right, too. Anyway, the long and the short of it is, she owns you now. Oops. And if you don't do what she says, she's never letting you out of your chastity cage. Yeah, I know, it's bad. I did a really, really bad thing. But hey, on the bright side, she's into all the stuff that you like. Well, you like getting tied up, and she loves that. And she's into spanking boys and edging them and denying them orgasms. And she likes to make them do chores, be her footstool, likes to pour hot wax on them. She's always going on about it. And you should hear some of the things she says about her boyfriends and what she doesn't like about them. So she's probably going to be very happy to do it all to you. And she's not got a boyfriend right now either, so it's going to be just you and her. Anyway, you better get around to her place soon, actually. She said if you didn't, then she was gonna hold me responsible too, and she wouldn't let me see you again for a while. So, you should go upstairs and put on something cute and get over there, quick, and say you're sorry. I don't even know when I'm gonna see you again because, well, you were supposed to be over there like an hour ago, so I don't know. Maybe pack a bag, take your toothbrush. But I'll see you again soon, all right? You're still my boyfriend. I'll come visit you when she lets me. We can still go on dates and, you know, make out when she allows it. I mean, not actually make love because you're in chastity, but hey, maybe she'll let us cuddle. Oh, God, I miss you already. Oh, I love you, baby. Oh, wait. I don't even know where she lives. Hold on. Let me send her a quick text and get her address. Hold on. Let me just. Huh? Oh, babe. I have a lot of messages from her here. I can't even tell if she's happy or not. She also sent some pictures. Hold on. Oh, my God. Including your chastity keys and you know what? Actually, I don't think you need to go around to her place tonight. Never mind. Oops.